I went and talked to the sculpture professor, and he hated glass blowers, which for me at that point was like devastating. So he said, well, I'll let you into my sculpture program, but you're going to have to learn how to do everything else like everybody else does. If you want to use glass in some of your pieces, I'll look at them, but don't ever show me anything that you've made off the blowpipe. So what he did to me at that point was the best thing that anyone could have done, because it forced me to realize, first of all, glass blowing is not art, and to look at glass entirely differently, because then my sculptures, if I was going to use glass, I had to look at the material more metaphorically instead of just, well, here's a blown glass vase and let's sit it on here and now it's art. So that was just a real good thing that happened. And then the last thing he said to me was a year before I graduated. He says, okay, now you've mastered all these techniques. Now I want you to get some content in your work. And that was the first time I really grappled with art and content and how the two had to be together. Those are the two things that have totally affected my career and my thinking about art.